The protests in Nicaragua have grown to a fevered pitch. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministry's been impacted by a month of civil unrest, but believers are still serving faithfully. And in related news, spiritual warfare can't be ignored on the mission field. Sometimes it takes the form of missed opportunities. How one group is grappling with that. But we're starting today with a look at what's happening in Nicaragua, where civil unrest has grown in spite of the government redacting Social Security reforms. Dozens of people have been killed, and they're demanding that the president step down. Even those staying out of the political fray are being affected. Virna Segovia of Compassion International says they've had to temporarily shut down some of their operations.
Sometimes the protests are unexpected, or there is violence in the street that you don't expect.
Compassion is visiting the affected children's homes to bring food. Get more details at our website. And in the meantime, pray for the people who've lost loved ones.
That God somehow will heal those hearts and that He gives consolation to those suffering, but also bring a spirit of peace so that there is no more bloodshed in our land.
Next, let me ask you this question. What if sharing the gospel meant jail? Well, that's the reality for many Indian Christians since another state approved an anti-conversion law. Now, these laws make sharing Christ with the goal of conversion illegal. Joe Hanley, president of Asian Access, explains that many Christians are living in fear.
And their fear is justified. I was just reading a recent report where in one of the movements in a part of the country, 70% of the Christians in that kind of direct network or movement, 70% of them face some form of pressure within their settings. And then 20% of them have had outright persecution of some sort.
So pray for creativity and wisdom for India's church leaders and ministries. And right now, your dollars go twice as far with Asian Access's current matching campaign. Get the details at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. So spiritual warfare can often be veiled, but Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says it's a battle in Lebanon.
One of the battlegrounds that I think the church in Lebanon has not really taken up is actually the battleground for the unreached peoples of the world. Often the ministry has been focused internally on Lebanon. The churches and organizations have been focused on Lebanon as a missions field, and we're now trying to make the shift so that the nationals will now look at themselves as a mission sending base to the Middle East and North Africa and around the world. And a huge part of that is prayer.
Horizons believes that teaching how to pray is essential in battling spiritual warfare. That's why they're beginning a prayer center so that Christians can join in prayer for unreached people. Ask God to use this prayer center to catalyze a missions movement. And the Barna research study that showed 51% of evangelicals don't recognize the Great Commission stirred ideas of issues. Teach Beyond's George Durant shares.
One of them is a sense of biblical illiteracy and people growing up in churches that are more in tune with the culture than they are with the principles of engagement that God has laid out in His Word. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, we made a decision as evangelicals that we needed to become more relevant and more in touch with our culture as we saw our ideas and our subculture being moved to the margins.
The church has changed its ways to be more culturally progressive, but there's still marginalization. And Durant says the best thing to do is pray and be more strategic in what we do. Let's be praying that the church will stand out and not blend in. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.